What do you need made of, Donny Boy?
Can't hurt.
The suit is a Tom Heeker.
Yes, baby. Welcome to the Vantage Point of myself, Psalms exclusively. Because of what we were learning together in the text itself. Let's review briefly. The Gemara has enough men dealing with Bay's account of Heter and Star for Yisr. Right from Mishras to this Parsha. And the Gemara has over here enough men Dalim and Aleph. What do you mean? The last line. Hami Brother, the Tanya Mishras, I'm with Bay's. Litain Tanki Iker. Here's where the word is from. Litain Tanki Iker. And the source is either Mishras, or the Gemara suggests the source is from Yuli Akum. A number of different sources. So we have a number of issues in terms of, we're going to try to focus primarily on Tom Kiker. Heter and Starach Yisr, as an independent concept, as Rashi would have it, we're going to stay away from. But Heter and Starach Yisr, as the other Rishonim call it, which means that the Heter Nepach Yisr will have to discuss as part of Tom Kiker. Let's review. Rashi understood that Tom Kiker means that the Heter Nepach Yisr, and therefore Heter and Starach Yisr must mean something above and beyond that. What does it mean? Something radical. If Heter adjacent to the Yisr, and the fact is the fact that adjacent does not take away from the possibility, since it would be mitzaref to the Shira Kazaris to get Malchus. While Nozir recalled to Argyris, it says mitzaref means the minority partner, but the majority is the Yisr proper. Two Gersos, that's Argyris. You saw that Gersa quoted in the Ramban. Fine. This is Shitas Rashi. Many Rishonim are unhappy with Rashi, although the Tosis itself has four kashas. He gave Terutzim a little bit, but many poskim say that this Heter Nepach Lios Yisr is a dream. It's a cholam. No one ever heard of such a thing. That's not what Tam Kikar means. Tam Kikar just means that if it tastes usr, it's usr. It doesn't mean that the phrase differently. The simple level is that Tam, which you'll see, that Tam Kikar all becomes the din of Bittul Barov. Min Bimino Bittul Barov. We spoke about it by Richas back on Nafchav Test and Nafchav Lamed. Min b'she'en amino is not bottle barov. Why not? Because you taste it. So if you taste it, as some Rishonim would put it, it's called nikar yisr, as if it's distinguishable. As we saw yesterday, perhaps the Balamor, somebody said that if you tamal mamashal otolav, you can see pirurim, you can see little crumbs, you can see little things. That's not, you don't taste bottle barov, you can see it. But the brother, if it's one big mess, indistinguishable. So there are Rishonim who say, we'll see soon, the Rabbi really in effect said it, that the Tam Ki Iker makes it like Nikar Yisr, even though it's not distinguishable physically, but it's distinguishable by the taste buds. This itself creates a concept of Nikar Yisr, and therefore the Yisr itself remains awesome. But the Heter remains Mutter. So it's a standoff. We saw yesterday in the Rabbi that it can accomplish one of two things. The idea of Tam Ki Iker. One, if it's Kazayis Bechilas Pras, you get Malchus, presumably you get Malchus on the Yisr, which is not bottle. And number two, if it's not Kazayis Bechilas Pras, then it's Usr without Malchus. Why is it Usr without Malchus? Because you were in effect Eid Achatzi Shir. Because whatever you ate was Usr, but the people just doesn't exist. So it's a standoff. What do you mean standoff? The head there doesn't overcome the Yisr and nullify it. But the Isser is unable to co-opt the Heter to make it itself Osir as well. So it's a standoff. That's the story. Somebody saw that she does it right. Okay, fine. This is the Rabbit sheet. Fine. The question now becomes, of course, how does each and every region understand that very brief phrase in Avodah Zarah, so that's what I focus on today. You want to put on the board, Avodah Zarah? Why not? Some people have it. Not everyone has it in front of you. Just to be able to see what the Rishonim say on that. It's Avodah Zarah, Samu Zion. Can we get two of us adapted? The guys are helpful. The biggest possible screen so they can actually read it. And that's a very brief excerpt. The whole Gemara, I think, is about 15 words. Tamo, umamosho, lokin, olov, zel, kazayis, kathay, achilas, pras. That's 9 words. Tamo, velo, mamosho, ein, loko. 15 words. I, it's a pretty good guess. I'm not sure if it's exactly right. But the whole brachas.
No.
I love brachas, but not now. Now we're learning about Zara. Okay. So that's the sugi in a nutshell. We already saw yesterday in the we showed him in the back of the Gemara. We should just ask while oh, you have it already. Mm-hmm. Very good. So let's try starting on Aleph because it starts on Aleph. Big, that's very good. Okay, that's good. Can you hear the whole width on it? Yes, perfect. You have a high-tech man over here. Okay. What's more to say? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol, I don't have the word kol. Kol shetamo amasha asur. Probably the gear says vilok and olof. Vizel kazayis bechilas pras. That's the first half of the Gemara. And the next half, what does it say? I'm not going to turn the page yet. Tamo v'lom amasha asur ve'ein lo genolof. Take it on, for the moment, take it on faith. No, don't take that back. Don't trust me. I'll read it from the Gemara prop. Easy to open the Gemara to turn the next page on the computer. Here the Gemara says in Psalm of Zion of Beis, the top line. Tama v'lom amasha asur ve'ein lo genolof. That's the end of the sugya. Okay. The whole sugya is three lines. That's the whole thing. Three lines of sugya. But these three lines pack a wallop. Okay? So we read it so yesterday, and I think we should review very briefly what we saw in the back of Masechta Pesachim before we turn our attention to what's printed in Masechta Avodah Zarah, since we are, after all, learning Pesachim. So we saw a series of interpretations of this Gemara. The first one we saw in the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is found over here on page Lamed Ches in our new print. The old print, I think it's somewhere Yud Gimel. And he explains over here on column 2, line 6, quotes our Gemara. Kol Yisur Shenisare Behetav Yesh Botam Yisur Umama Shehisa Nikerbo Pirurin. It's a wild chat in Baal Amor. The time of Mashmi is Nikar, it's recognizable. So of course you're going to get Malchus. Of course it's only because that's Mechilas Pras. It's like it's B'en. It's like it's B'en. Okay, that's pushed. Okay. Time of Aloma Moshe, about the 12th line. Also, the Vein Lokan of the Pirish, time of Aloma Moshe is El Tam Ki'ika. The Afal Pish, also in the Torah, the Amina Min Nazir, and Lokan of the Pish, and Nazir Min Adin. This is a breakthrough of the Baal Amor. Others follow him. The Tam of Aloma Moshe, also Vein Lokan, is the Raisa. You don't get Malchus, even because it's derived from the Kal V'chomer, from Nazir, and therefore there's no Malchus. This is Shita's Baal Amor. Okay, this is the Baal Amor's understanding of the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Very, very important line in the Baal Amor. And it's a very important concept that there exists a Tam Kika Daraisa, which is Ein Lokin Olaf. That's the breakthrough of the Baal Amor. Fine. Good. The Ravid says something very similar. After attacking he attacks the Baal Amor's interpretation, but later on he also quotes the same Gemara. For those who have my daf, it's page Lamed Ches, towards the end of the narrow lines on the right side. He says, "Zel Shemav Masechet Avodah Zarah Kol Shetam Lo Moshe Oser Veilok and Olaf." What does that mean? Lo Malkina Midina. Same as the Baal Amor. Ein Onshin Min Adin. That's what it means. Tav Olam Avasha Asur. V'ein Lokin Olav. Okay? So it's Asur V'daraisa. But since it's derived from Kal V'chomer, there is no Malchus. There's no Malchus. Fine? This is what the Rabbi says, very similar to the Baal Amor in this respect. If, of course, it's Kedayis V'chayachilas Pras, then presumably there would be Malchus. The question, of course, becomes why? So the Baal Amor said why? Because it's Nikar Yisim. The Rabbi here disagrees. That's not the simple pshat. Take a look at those who have Lamentets, page Lamentets. What does it say? Look carefully. He starts with the same Gemara. Tamav Olam Amosh, Arsar, and Nokal Olav. Umamosha also belong to Kazai's Pedachilas Pras. That's the key, the Mafteach, he says. I'll give you the keys. Okay? What's the key? He explains as follows. He says as follows. Pirish Tam Ki Ikar, it's about the 10th line from the top of the page on page Lamates, column 1, with small words, Pirish is in parentheses. Kaloma Kemesh and Nosan Botam Ki Ilo Isa Bien. She'eino batal barov, ko shama b'min b'mino de batal barov. Here's the whole Yisov. Tam ki ikar overcomes bittal barov by min b'mino, presumably. Why? Because it's like nikar ayisr, presumably. Okay. Uvezeh aloshin lichnosin bo shnein yonim, le'isr le'malkus. Shem yesh bo gazaz b'chilas pras, no sin tam, yesh bo malkus. I said to you before, ikar, the heter does not overcome the isr. Yafa pisha rubo heter, eno isur bottle bo. Fine. The name book is Aspechilus Pras. Then Osir, the ain bo malchus. Umukomakamena bottle bro, vereuka ilu ha isur ve no. Okay. So it'll be like a kind of a, presumably, a chati shir osir menator. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like with the rabbana. Presumably, it's chati shir osir menator. So again, the Ravid has a pshaush closer to our hearts when he says Tama Mamasho Osir Malov. Oh, not that it's Nika. No, it's not Nika. You can't see it. It's not Piruin. Rather, you can taste it. And the fact that you can taste it itself overcomes the principle of Bittul. And for this reason, if it's Kazaris Dechilas Pras, you get Malkus. If there's no Kazaris Dechilas Pras, you don't get Malkus. Because again, you don't have a sufficient amount of Isser to Nimbachai the person of Malkus. Again, it's both according to the Balamor and according to the Ravid, the concept of Het and Nepach Lios Isser doesn't seem to exist as far as Tam Ki Ikar is concerned. Perhaps Het and Mitzvah to Isser would mean that, but we're discussing for the moment, as I said to you before, the principle of Tam Ki Ikar. This Ravid, the Ravid says, his Yisod, is quoted in the Ravid's name by the Rashba Masech Tachulin. Here we go. Tam Ki Ikar, a lengthy piece in the Rashba. And he quotes the Ravid. Just gotta find it, it's quite lengthy. Many pages. Somewhere in there he quotes the Ravid. If I can find a few quickly, I will. Whoa, keeps going and going. The Ravid, though, okay? Kashalon the Khalduchta Midaraisa Khad betray bottle. You can hek him ashkachas lay tamabla mamosha daraisa. If you look as eyes back, it's brass, hek him ashkachasla. Okay. Says the Rashba, quoted from the Ravid. When do we say bottle barov? That's kshehetalo kibo tam and isr. Kevin the Yisur lo mintkara botel barov. Avok shekibel aheter tam o iser nasa hakol iser. Be careful with that. Sherei nikaru yadua b'chol aheter. And he says a little bit further in the same paragraph. This is in page Tuf Kuf Pei in the new Rashbas and Chulin. Kol aheter shem mekabel tam en o iser. The Tama Isibo Nikerbo Timoso Zuya Karoso Kidiksiv Vichech Ochel Yitamlo Ein Hashivus Ochel Elo Bitamo. Fascinating. Since you can taste it, it's not bottom. It's not bottom. You're right? So he said that the kids are over here in this selection, which almost nobody had in print originally. But the Rashba quotes at the end of a very long issue of Tam Kiikar, which spans in this edition columns about over 12 and a half columns. In the very last column, he says this is so. Okay, when he quotes the Rashba, this is the Rashba over here. Not, but okay, so we have Rabbi Osai with me so far. This is what we basically saw yesterday. Yes?
How are you explaining the term Tamo
So what does it mean? Tamo Mamashu Lokanolov Vizel Kazai Svetel Chilas Pras. Let's take a look over here again. But we just got off on page Lamed Tes. What says this is. Tam Kiikar achieves two things, Rabbi Osai. Two things, just explicitly. Two things. Shnei Inyanim. The East of the Malchus. Presumably he's explaining what he quoted before. So we're going to vote as our. In Yeshbo Kazayis Mechilas Pras V'no Sein Tam Yeshbo Malchus V'av Alpi Sherubo Heter Ein or Yisur Vatalbo. So therefore Tamo Uma Mosho Osur V'lokin Olav. Since Tam Kiikar prevents Bittul and there is a Kazayis of Yisur there, so of course you're going to get Malchus. There's no need to say what the Baal HaMorah said. The Baal HaMorah said it's Nikar Yisur. It's possible the Baal HaMorah would reject this. The Baal HaMorah would say, no, if it's not Nikar Yisur, it's Batul Barov. He would reject the idea that the mere fact that you can taste it overcomes the content of a bit. And therefore, the Baal HaMorah is forced to accept Pshat, where it's Nikar Yisur. Follow me?
The Lashon just means it's a sheer kazayis. That's the word of Lashon means.
Oh, so Lashon, the Gemara I have in front of you. Kol shetamu mamashu osur, osur v'lok and olav. Vizel kazayis bechidus pas. What does that mean? We see this phrase is so complicated. What does that mean? Does that mean it's haynu ach? That tam amosha also lover means vizel zehu. We say in the modern Hebrew zehu. This is it. Is this what kazayis bechidus pas? Well, no. Number one, you need tam amosha also lover, and it's only in a case where it's also kazayis bechidus pas. How do you learn? We have a big oil in here. How do you learn the Gemara? Does the Gemara mean that it's Hainu Af? That Tamo Mamosho means Kazayas Mechilas Pras? That's how I understood the Raivin. Well, no. Tamo Mamosho means one thing, but you only got Magas in the case in which it's also Kazayas Mechilas Pras. You learned the second way, Yoni?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not like the Raivin? Okay, Baruch Hashem. So we have the Machlokas, the Raivin, and Yoni. So far, it's a one on one. We'll see soon some major allies. Mamosho means Nikar, right? And then it also has to be. So you're like the Baal HaMorah. Okay, very good. So the Baal HaMorah will deal with that. It's Tamo Mamosho also means what? It's Nikar or Yisur. And it also has to be, aside from being Nikar Yisur, of course. That's the surprise. Otherwise, it's going to be only Chatz Yishir. And what does Tamo Mamosho mean? It's not Nikar Yisur. That's the Baal HaMorah's Pshat Nesugin. Very good. Okay. Now, having seen this, it's time to look and see what the classical mafarshim we've seen. All right, so we've seen Rabbi Osai, the Baal HaMorah, Pshat in the Gemara, and the right. We've seen two Pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Now let's talk about the Avodah Zarah proper and see what the Rishonim they have to say. I think it's a fair assignment. Let's take a look. Okay, how do you go down here? Oh, here we go. Okay, we only need the bottom part of the Gemara. Like we can know to see it, how clear it is. It's the Rashi. Kol shetama mamosho osur v'lokan olav. Zeh kazay shvechilas pras. Rashi. Malkagon zeh nemar shir kazay shvechilas pras. Halacha l'moshe misina. Sounds like it looks like you learned, John, like the Baal HaMorah. Hey, it's Tam Mashu. And on this, we also have an additional prerequisite to Gamalkos called Kazayas Bechilas Pras. Shem Yesh Bashir Pras Shal Tap Shal Kazayas Mena Isu Lokan Olof. Afal Pi She'ein Kazayas Shal Isu Necho Bavas Achas. Kevin De Eino Shoe Bachiloso Mishi Hiske Lochlo. Atche Gomer Olof Kadeh Achilas Pras Mitzarev Az Achiloso Veloke. Avel Amen Kazayas Bechilas Pras Shal Tap Shal. Yisur hol b'shav b'achiloso yosef b'achilos pras al k'shtei achilos shal shnei yamim vein lo kon olav. This is a famous din. Rashi just finishes the halacha l'moshe misina. This is very nice. So Rabbi Osai Now we have to understand, if this is what the Gemara means, what does it mean, Tama v'loma mashum? Has to mean something else. As according to the Ravid, Tama v'loma mashum just means, it's less and less, v'chidus pras, and v'zeo means, hainu hach. But Rashi, it's two things. So what does it mean? Tama v'loma mashum, also v'ein lopin. So the Balamor said, Shara b'osai what? Tam ki ikar, osim b'daraisim, ikav v'chomer, v'ein lopin olam. Let's take bets. Who thinks Rashi's going to say that? You have to turn the page in. Let's take bets. Who thinks that Rashi's going to say the Balamor? Who thinks yes? Nobody. You guys are smart. Okay. How do you go to the next page just for a second? I don't see any next on top. Let's go on top of this first.
Yeah.
Next. Move up a little bit, please. Let's move up a little bit. Go up a little bit. A little more to the right. Thank you. Up. No, up. Why I keep banging up? I have a glass ceiling. You gotta go. Oh. You can't get up past this line for some funny reason. There we go. Tama v'loma mosho. Says Rashi. Kagom. Chelev shenofal likdeira, o chelev shenofal nimoach, she'ein mamosho be'em. What does that mean? Is the first one could be cholav, right? Cholav shenofal likdeira, milk fell into a pot of meat, or chelev, or what? Or fat, shenofal nimoach. She'ein mamosho be'en. What's Rashi saying? Tamo mamosho, the original Isser was there, and it's still around. Alright, it's true, it got mixed in to another substance. It only got mixed in. It wasn't, how should I say,
incorporated.
That's a good word, incorporate. That's a very fancy word.
Dissolved.
That's even a better word. Okay, let's use the word dissolved. It wasn't dissolved. It's still there. You can't see it, but it's still there. That's Tama Mamasho. Tama Velo Mamasho is what? It's just sort of disappeared, dissolved. So therefore, Osur Ve'ein Lo Kinolov. That means there's never going to be any Malchus. Presumably, according to Rashi, to be no Malchus. Even if there would be a kazai speculus pras. According to Rashi, there are two separate requirements in Gamalkus. It should be tamo mamosho, not dissolved. And number two, it should be what? It should be kazai speculus pras. This is Shitas Rashi. What exactly does it mean? Nofel, nimoach, what do these actual words mean? We have to see the details as we go. Okay, and so on both sides, we saw some of three chok. The balamor, we're going in order. The Balamor, we have the Ravid, and now we have Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh, yes.
How is Rashi doing the Balamor? How is he
How's he arguing or agreeing?
Yeah. How's he arguing?
How's he arguing with the Balamor? The Balamor said that Tamo Velo Mamosho, he argues at many levels. Tamo Mamosho he argues. The Balamor says Nikar Yisr, and the Rashi did not say Nikar Yisr.
What? We saw it. It doesn't say
Nikaris, but it's not Nikaris. It's just that it's not dissolved. It's just mixed in. The big difference between invisible, Piruin, and the fact that it's just there and not dissolved. That's not the same.
Well, what does that mean? It's been but not Nikar? I mean,
it's all mixed in together. Just imagine. You have two different foods get all mixed in together. You can't pick out one from the other. It's just impossible. It's mixed in. Let's say flour. Flour is a good example. Flour. So you have two kinds of flour, right? You have wheat flour and barley flour. One is also, one is butter. They're all mixed in together. They look the same. You can't tell the difference one from the other. According to the Balamor, that would not be Tama Mamashi. You can't pick it out. Piru and Piru. According to Rashi, that is Tama Mamashi.
So we're saying based on the Rashi, what he says, Lo Mamashi is, we're learning what
the other Mashi
is?
Lo Mamashi means it's dissolved. Not mashlim, it's not dissolved. I guess, well, if I go back one more page, how do you go back?
There,
1 second. This is back? Yes? Okay, did I get it right? I did, I think, but I can't. I move to the left. Which way? This way? Why do I keep getting only part of the page? Sorry to bother you, because you made it big, I think. Good, fine. How do you do that? Magic. On the bottom? Okay, I lost it. Okay. Let's go. Now let's see what Tosfos says. Okay? Pirush Rashi, Perek et Anoshe, Mikan de Tam ki Iko Lav Doraisa. Right. Why? Also Vein Lokanolam. Against the Balamor Beferish. The Balamor said Faker. It's Doraisa Vein Lokanolam. Because it's only derived from a Kal Vachomer. Rashi never dreamt that. Rashi is double or nothing. It's either Doraisa and Lokan Olav or Derabonim. So therefore, since Ein Lokan Olav means it's also a Derabonim. Everyone keeping score over here? According to Rabbi Lamor, it's clear. Also, Ein Lokan Olav is Doraisa. Tam Kika Doraisa. The Ravid doesn't say whether it be Doraisa or Derabonim. And Rashi presumably learns that it's an Iser. Again, Balamor said it's Derabonim. No. Balamor said it's Doraisa. Vein Lokan Olav. The Ravid doesn't say. And Rashi says, in local language, it's also the Rabbanon. Tam Kikalav Doraisa. Upirish Kigon, Cholav Shnapotol Basar, Chem Shnapolim Bok, Shem Mashad Ben, Vein Nire, Libat Cholav, because Cholav is Xeris Akasuv, Basar Bacholav. I'm skipping this whole thing about Basar Bacholav, it's not our Indian right now. Anyway, Kach Shitas Rashi. Right? Skip to later. Kach Shitas Rashi. Fine. Well, Nila Benita, the Rabbi Yochanan Isle, the Rabbi Akiva, Perek Ela Ovin, the Olif Tam Kikar Miki Yuli Aklum. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rabbi Akiva in our Perek. Tam Kikar is derived from Giule Aklum. Okay, this seems to be the Pashup Shah. We spoke about this yesterday at length at the end of the Shia called the Shia is arriving. Okay, let's assume our Rabbeinu Tam is right. It's only the Rabbanim. The Parach Asa by Mishas Lehetim it's Tara for Yisru the Asa. Hamid Bolan Tam Kikar. So with the Parach Achi Behed Yama the Rosh Gemuri. Why? Rabbi Akiva Muchach Minei Lehetim it's Tara for Yisru. Lechayim Malkus the Nazish Shar Pita Biyayin Nishmat Starf Mami Pasa Biyayin. Rabbanan mochichim minei tam kikar v'chiechad Rabbi Akiva with Rosh Gemura kabihet himself yis. How do you know? With the chayav alei malchus, no malchus by the Rabbanans. Hochan abel the Rabbanan abid Rosh Gemura midoraisa the tam kikar doraisa. Period. That's what it says. A doraisa. Fine. So it's doraisa. So we don't like Rash. He doesn't like Rash. It's just about it. Okay, so it's the rice. Here's another rice. Alavadi gamar over sfilat tam kikar doraisa. Even though he argues on Abaye, which we mentioned yesterday, because in Zvachim, Rava says, "Em gamar rabbanan ruba uvetama v'chiyeket beruba v'doraisa me'acharam lahatas hakanayim v'tama." Period. And all Rava meant to say. Which is the next one, this one? Whoops, did I skip something? 1 second, I hold on, please. I skipped 10 lines. I'm sorry, could I back again? Why can I get to? How do you get to the? How do you move in the bottom? I need your help. Go this way. Okay. Good. I got it. I think. Well, almost. Go this way.
this way. Go this way. How do you get to the middle?
If you click on that and then drag it.
Drag it? Try to drag it. Get me to the bottom of the page in the middle. Sorry for the my technical. Thank you. Okay. The suchal ha'ochi after tamo from a mashu deraisa. Then the tam kikar, which is the boss of the chav derech mishla sotara, but dichuya ba'amu. Avavari tam kikar is the raisa. Psochim adaf mishra sanovim. Okay, so if he paskins the tam kikar is the raisa. That's all. He will not take any opposition. We pass in Tam Kikas Daraisa. Fine. Good. Okay, so I don't really have to go to the top again. If I go to the bottom, I'll get the next page?
No.
Okay. Hold on. So why can't next here? Okay. See if we can manage with the half a page. It may work. Hold on, this for a while. Okay. The Rabbi Natan is stuck. Why is it Osir Vein Lokin Olav? Tanki Yodor Aisa. Comes up with a whop up shot. Mar Bemin Bemino. The bottle of Aruba Midor Aisa. This Rabbi Natan is absolutely wild. Against everybody in the whole wide world. He says what it really means is that it's Min Bemino. Bottle of Aruba. Wait a minute. Why are you calling it Tamo? Doesn't mean that there is no Tam. Everybody, Tam is a very big Mechadish. What's Pshat? Okay. Who Adin says the Rabbi Natan, Afilu Moyer Tamo Mamosho Shalisa Ve'en, Dein Logan Olav, Elenken Makiro, Vinoka Tamo Vala Mamosho Lashminon, Dafilu Ochi, Isura Iko. What does that mean? It means min bimino. The time of Mamosho, the local Olav, Mari Kamokan, Shemakir, Mamosho, Shalisir. And that is like the Balamor. Time of Mamosho is you see it. So then, even though it's min bimino, you get malchus. Tama v'lo mamosho. Again, tama v'lo mamosho is min bimino. So of course, there's no, and you don't see it, so of course, there's no malchus. So of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, and what'll happen if it's mamosho, which means if it would be kezayis of the achilas pras, that's mamosho, would also be no malchus. That's what he says. I feel my time of mamosho shaliser ain lokan olav el mekem akira. So why does he say time of mamosho? To tell you that I feel the achi yisura ika. It's awesome in the rabbanon, even though it has two pluses. It's min bimino and less than kezayis bechdei. Achilas pras. Okay. This is Rabbi Natan's Chiddush Niflu. Atkan Rabbi Natan. So let's chaz. How many trouble do we have? Let's we keep coming through you. We started with the Balamor, with the Ravid, we had Rashi, Rabbi Natan. Right? So four pshatim so far. Everyone with me so far? Should we review again right now? Or do you want to go right and review? What do you prefer? No? Chaz now? Okay. So the Balamor says, Tam of Mamosho, Lokan Olav, Nikaris. Tam of Mamosho, also made Lokan Olav, Tam Kiika, Doraisa, without Malchus. The Ravid says, and the Balamor was like, Yoni, that Tam of Mamosho, yeah. In addition to that, it's Zel Kazayas, Bichdei, Achilas, Kras. Because Mamosho means a sneaker, and there's an additional factor. Of Kadash Bills Pras, Tama Valoma Mosho means what? It's Lo Nikar Yisr. In any case, Lo Nikar Yisr, whether Kazayas Mechilis Pras or not, presumably, the thing would be that Osama Daraisa Bli Malkos, Tam Kikar, is only a Kavachom. The Ravid says no. Tamo Uma Mosho Osur Velokan Olav means Tam Ki Iker with Kazash Vechilas Pras. It's one thing. Mamosho means Kazash Vechilas Pras. Zel. Zel means Zel. Who's Zel? Same thing. But Mamosho means less. And what's the Pshat in the Raya would be explained? That it's a standoff. This is a standoff. There's no Bittul. So therefore, the Easter remains around. But there's no Hetlan that Bakliyos Easter either. So it all depends how much there is. That's the right. Shnei Devarim we saw over here. Then you have the Rashi. Rashi learned that Tamo Umamosho means it was not dissolved. And Tamo Velomamosho is it is dissolved. So, what's it then therefore? The Rashi explained Tamo Velomamosho also Ve'en Loko is also with the Rabbonah. Because Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbonah. Who? If Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbonah, so why is it that Tamo Uma Masho Osur Vilokin Olav, but there's a Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras? Why should that be so? After all, if Tam Ki Iker is not the Araisa, we haven't explained this yet. Abosek, what's the Rashi? If Rabbi Yochanan holds Tam Ki Iker is Lav Daraisa, so why is it that in a case in which it's not dissolved, we say it's also the Daraisa? Here's the answer. If it's not dissolved, it's not Tam, it's Mamish. The whole Kod Rashi, the whole definition of Tam Ki Iker is when it's dissolved. Then it's only called Tam. But if it's Mamosho, it's not called Tam anymore. It's more than Tam. It's Mamosho. So for sure it's Daraisa. This is Shitas Rashi. Rabbi Natan, this is a fourth shot. The Gemara is talking about he holds that Hetta Nepech Liyasis, the Tam Ki Iker. We pass the Tam Ki Iker's Daraisa. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So we're stuck. Must be that Tam of Olam HaMosho was Min B'She'eno Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino Rav Osai is, of course, never going to get Malchus. Never. So therefore, it's Ein Osu Ve'en Lo Ganolov. And Tamo Uma Moshe was Nikar Yisr, like the Balamor. Sure. Again, let's leave out this details. Four Pshatim so far, four G'dolei Olam. How can you get G'dolei that we're all familiar with every word? Balamor, Raivid, Rashi, Ben Atam, wow. The highest level. Now, we're going to discuss today three G'dolei who are not as much household words for us as Balamor, Raivid, Rashi, or Benatam. It's not to say that there are any early Olam Mamish, we're not so familiar with all their words, so we have to analyze it from that perspective. Let's go. The old Omer Harav Rabbeinu Eliyo. Okay? What did Rabbeinu Eliyo say? The Shabbat Mituk Mahocha B'min B'Shem Amino. Rabbeinu is a Chiddush different. No one agrees with him on that. Not the same person, the same shita. Again, Tamo, it's Chazer again. Tamo Veloma Mosho, Ein Kazayis Be'isa Be'achilas Pras, Ein Lokan. No, he doesn't explain why. According to the Ravid, we would explain why. Because it's a standoff, as we call it. The Heter does not become Yisra, the Yisra does not become Heter. So, Mamela, you're reading the Yisra, but Toch Heter, less than a shir. But Tamo Mamosho, the Lokan Olam, Mayim, Ikas, Asrachilis Pras. Then a Heter, Vos Lokan Olam. So, it's very possible that the Rabbeinu Eliyo is the same as the Raivet, so we're not going to count it as a new sheet, even though not everyone agrees that it's the same sheet. Whoa. Went too far. Why is it keep not centering? Whoa. Always have to keep going like this. Huh? Press the middle?
No, click the bar and then drag it while it's...
Click the bar and drag it. Oh, thank you, my Rebbe. Oh, boy, the rabbi. Yeah, they're very good. Thank you so much. Good. Learning new things every day. I'm not that hard to teach. I'm pretty hard, but thank you very much. Okay. The old Omer. Harav Rabbeinu Yosef. I thought he was referred to as Rabbeinu Yosef. In Chul, they call Rabbi Yosef Merolines. Okay. The Mairi Shabbat Bechidei Achilles Pras. Umikomakom Lo Loki B'Tamav Olam HaMosho. This is not like the Raven Rabbeinu Leo. There's no Malchus, even though, Rabosai, it's Min B'Shein Amino Kaisais V'Chilas Pras. Af Agav the Tam Kikud Araisa. The Mehecho Yadina the Tam Kikud Araisa Migyu Le'akum to come Akro Tavir V'Eish Mashma Ha'im Lo Tavir Osur V'Ein Tekim Asei V'Alma Avolav Leko U'Lekach Ein Lo Kanolav. What's he saying over here? Tam Kikud Araisa The Ein Lokin Olof. Very, very nice. So the question becomes, why do you get Malchus according to Rabbeinu Yosef? Tamo Uma Moshe. He didn't say. Why do you get Malchus? Rabbeinu Yosef didn't say Pshat. Why is there Malchus by Tamo Uma Moshe? So we could say as follows. Listen, I'm just giving you a suggestive shot. Tamo Uma Moshe Rabosai is Osir Velokan Olav, like Shitas Haravid and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that since there is Tam, therefore the Isser is not Botel, and since you have enough of it, so you get Malchus. Poshim Shah. Tamo Veloma Moshe, what does that mean? So just say like the Raimund. Just say that there's not enough Yisra to go around. No, he says. Rabbeinu Yosef agrees with Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam Kikar means Heter Nepach Lios Yisra. But it's a three-way machlokas halacha lemaisa. Rashi passes Tam Kikar the Rabbana. Also Ben Lokan Olof. Rabbeinu Tam passes Tam Kikar the Raisa Velokan Olof. And he's forced to learn the Gemara. Min Bemina. Rabbeinu Yosef says no. Tam Kiiko, when there's no Kazaris Mechilas Pras, is also Midor Raisa Bali Malchus. So with that is Dr. Balamor. Sure, the Balamor had it from a different source. He said it's a Kal Vachomer. But the Rabbeinu Yosef is exactly the same thing. Tam Kiiko, the new din, the additional din of Het and Epach Lios Yisr. Is Asur Midoraisa, it's true. Beli Malchus, if Rabosai, it's Kazayas Mechilas Pras, that's a standoff. That's not Botel. That's not Botel. Memel is also Midoraisa with Malchus. But once you need to come on to the new Kanto, Hetalech Nepach Leiser, that is derived from Giulei Nachrim. And Giulei Nachrim Rabosai is an essay, there's no Malchus. Yes.
What does he mean? It's not really Kazai Tefillah's Pras, because you're not having Kazai Tefillah's Isser.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, or
Yosef says, Kazai Tefillah's Pras, will be Komakom Lo Loki, Betama Veloma Mosho, Afagav the Tam Kikad Daraisa. Right? Again.
Means Kazai said the whole mixture, right? Doesn't mean.
Let's go slow. The Marishabe Kazai Tefillah's Pras, will be Komakom Lo Loki, Betama Veloma Mosho. But you all look at what? Tamo Uma Moshe. What does it mean, Tamo Uma Moshe? It doesn't explain. No? In other words, Tamo Veloma Moshe is Kazayis Dechilas Pras. Obviously, not like the Raiva. The Raiva learned the very definition of Loma Moshe is less than Dechilas Pras. Right? So Rabbeinu Yoh looked like the Raiva. He says, no. Tamo Loma Moshe is Kazayis Dechilas Pras. Right? And it's still not going to be any Tam Olam HaMosho, even though Tam Kikus Daraisa, because Giyulei Akum, Asei B'Alma, and therefore, Ein Lokin Olof. So the question is, wait, slowly. According to Yosef Meolins, what's Pshat, Rabosai, in Tamo Uma Moshe? Following? He doesn't say Pshat in Tosi, he quotes his Pshat in Tamo V'lo Mamasha. What is Pshat in Tamo U'mamasha? Because Rabbi Eliyahu said, what does it mean Tamo Mamasha? Ika Kazayas V'isik Lechilas Pras Min HaHeter V'oz Lokan Olav. No, but he's saying no. That's the exact same case. It's still Tamo V'lo Mamasha. So what's Pshat? It doesn't tell you. Can you understand? I'm asking you. You also Rabbi Yosef. How do you understand Pshat, the quantum in the Yosef, in the words of Tamo U'mamasho Asur V'lokin Olav? We have to know Pshat. I'd like to read you from the Tosfos in Masechta Chulin. For Rabbi Yosef Me'olins. Here they tell you where it comes from. They only have to call Rabbi Yosef. But one will go up later. Tzadi Tesim and Aleph, line 3. Hoy Meforesh. The Afagat and Tan Kika Daraisa, Lo Loki Atam, Afilish Lobamino, Rabbi Yochanan, Savalak, Rabbi Akiva, Yule Akum, Vuleka Ela Asay. So there's no Malkus on the Tam, Rabosai. There's no Malkus on the Tam. But if there is Mamish, then there is Malkus. What's the difference between Tam and Mamish? We should assume, I guess, it's like Rashi. Perhaps there are many Yosef millions holds like Rashi. Tam means there's no Mamashis there. You pulled away the Mamashis, or it dissolved, it's considered that it's pulled away. And Mamashis means it's there. So if it's there, then you're going to get Malkus, not based on the Xeris Akosav of Tam Ki'ika. No, there's no Malkus on that. Based on Svara. Svara. The Svara is, you have Tam. You have Mamash. So it's Nika or Yisr. And therefore, you would be Chayav Malkus. But if you remove the Tam. So wait a minute. If you remove the Mamash. If you remove the Mamash, what do you mean? It's Kazayas Bechilas Pras. And it's lo mamasho. How do you learn? Ask a kash against me. Am I not contradicting myself? I'm calling it. You remove the mamish, and I'm still saying it's kizayis bechilas pras. Can that be? Is it possible? The answer is yes. It's possible. It's such an intense tam. That's a tam the equivalent of kizayis bechilas pras. This perhaps is from Rabbi Yosef. Again, let's chazar again. Rabbi Yosef says. Marishabi bechdei achilas pras. U'mikol makom lo loki b'tam v'lo mamasho. What do you mean lo mamasho? I thought there's kdei achilas pras there. No, it's the ratio. It's a ratio. Let's say I have a dvar yisur, and it's a ratio of kdei achilas pras, but the dvar yisur is either pulled away or dissolved. I tam kika d'oraisa. There's no malchus on it. This is shita's Rabbeinu Yosef Me'olim. So there's a fifth sheet there, both, okay? Rabbeinu Yochanan could be like, they're right. This is clearly a fifth sheet. That's how we get to the way as we best understand Rabbi Yosef Me'olins. In one sense, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Yosef Me'olins is like the Balamor, insofar as Tam Kika Daraisa, Osama Daraisa, the Ain Lokin Olav. Osama Daraisa, the Ain Lokin Olav. What's the case? When there's only Tam and no Mamish. With the mamash, was removed or dissolved. Does it make a difference? Achilas pras or not? No, no difference. Balmos also had no difference. So what does it mean? Tama umamasho osur v'lokin olav means the mamash is there. If the mamash is there, then there is malchus. So we can say in effect, Rabosai, that the Rimi Olins is closest to Rashi. Because he's learning the difference between Amosha and Amosha like Rashi. Only difference is the Rashi understood Ein Lok and Olav means it's Derabonim. Tam Kika is Derabonim. And the Rimi Olin says, no, it's Daraisa, like the Balamor. It's Tam Kika also Daraisa, Ein Lok and Olav. So it's a fifth sheet there, Rabbi Osai. Fine. Rabbi Natan has a Kashik, it's a Teretz. Fine. So it's a fifth sheet. So now, Rabbi Osai, we've seen the five sheetahs. We should look at one more shita, one more, and that is what I asked you to see the rush in the Sefer Chulin in Simon Lamed Aleph, Perek Zayin. Can you get me that? Who knows how to get it? Yaakov, can you get me that? Anybody here know how to get it to me? Nobody? Okay. No?
No work.
You work on it? For those who are in the Shia, we've learned this before at some length. As a matter of fact, I can show it to you in Pesach. You know what? Since while he's working on Chulin, let's look it up in Pesach. Everyone turn back to the second Perek in Pesach. In the Rosh. The Rosh in the second Perek in Pesach is where we came up with this concept. Rosh in the second parak of Pesachim is talking about Hagolah. In Hagolah, there's a whole back and forth which relates to the issue of when do we say Tom Kinker, etc. Some in the middle here, my recollection is, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim came up. That's the sixth Sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim called. Any progress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna browse.
Oh. I think we're showing a rush. Farshi Abavli.
Farshi
Abavli. Oh, sorry. Farshi Abavli. Rush. Rush, here we go. Chulin. Here we go. See Chulin? There. Oh, yes. Chulin. Perek Zayin. Sivu Lamed Aleph. Come on, click. Good. Okay, make it. Oh, I'm afraid to make it bigger. Can you see it? Are you able to see it? Or it's too small? Too small. Make it bigger. Oh, so beautiful. Have a read it now? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. As long as you can read it, if you can, read it together. Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish. Are you able to read it? Is it too small? Tell me the truth, is it too small? You can read it? Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish. The Irish Shabbat Ben Min B'Shein Omina. B'tamo Mamosho Kori K'sheyesh K'zayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. That's like the Ravid, right? But he comes up with a giant leap forward. The Oz Have kibomam mosho shel iser, keva diyesh kol kach min haiser shebetoch achilas pras ocha kazayis, v'nas nasa kulo iser, v'ocha mimenu kazayis loke. It means the kazayis from the taruvis. So the Rabbeinu Chaim makes a pshar. We already saw Rashi Rabbeinu Tam said het the nepach lios is. The Balamor and the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yosef never said het the nepach liosis. The Rabbeinu Chaim was a pshara. If it's kazayis vechilas pras het the nepach liosis, like Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. But if less, not. It's derived from chitim and oros, which we spoke about a while ago. The tama v'loma mosho haynu hecha deleka kazayis vechilas pras. The Afal Pisha Nosan Aisir Tam Beheter Ain Loganolo V'yafal gav the tam kikar yafina mikra. Look at this now. Mistaber. The keyword is mistaber. Mistaber loma. To love echmira Torah benesinas tam shalisur behetta lahof kol yisur kishaheta kol kach yoser ala yisur. Shemoya Isra Ben Vidika Batoka Heter Belonasina Stam Lohoya Loke Olov Dahainu Biyosa Mikhadekilas Pras. In other words, it's a Svara, Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim is saying a Svara. Kazaya Sechilas Pras is a halacha Moshe Misinai. Hamini Ben, whether it's Matzah to Biyotse, Chometz to Biyover, we have all these remarks. It's a Svara. Once we already know the Shir Alach L'Moshe Misinai of Kazayas V'Chilas Pras, it stands to reason that if it's any less than that in ratio, we're not going to say Het the Nefach Lios Yisr. If it is that ratio, then we will say Het the Nefach Lios Yisr. I'm learning that's a svar. In doing so, I'm also going against my great grandfather. And we'll finish the Ramakomas again. What was the last Ramakom? Yeshua, the Elder Zeta, the Pnei Yeshua. We got Pnei Yeshua on the board? Not now. Just out of deference to my Yichus, I want to show Pnei Yeshua on the board, but let's just first finish up. Very important point. Let's go Shaila now, Rabosai. Chatzish, less than Kazayas Mechilas Pras Betaruba Skonda Rabbeinu Chaim. Osim Medorais, Osim Medorabon. Yoni has Medorabon. Mechavet in the Vilna Gaon. Not bad. He says, not doing bad today. The Vilna Gaon says it's the Rabban. Not everyone agrees. I'll ask, why is the Rabban? It should be the Raisa. He had a Chatzi Shir. No, but he had a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir also in a Torah. It can't be. You're right. We would not apply the Chiddush Nifla of Tam Kikar that had the Nefach Lios Yisr. That you're right. But why should we say that it's Batal Lagamre? It should say it's like a standoff. It's like a rivet standoff. Say that the Isr Daraisa of Lesser Chasvius Pras is not Batal because you can taste it, but it doesn't make Mahapech the Hetta to be Isr because that's what we call the Svara. But why should we say it's Batal Lagamre? On what basis? You can taste it. So why should we bottle the gamer? So the Achronim say the following. Who knows why Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah? Anybody know why? What is the reason? Chazi that's tarufin. So you keep eating and eating and eating, you're going to get to a Shir of Kedais within a certain amount of time. But if it's so diluted, Rabosai, if it's so diluted, less than Kazayas Vechilas Pras, you'll eat and eat the entire X number of minutes of Vechilas Pras, you still won't get to a Shir Kazayas. The simple strat in Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, as the Gaon and Yoni understand. Okay. Right. Vahashta, says the Rosh, this is the most very important one. The Psak Rabbeinu Tam, im Nishpa Charotev. What happens? You're not sure if it was a mixture of kosher and treif, and everything got spilled out. Ve'enu yodu amoyo bo shishim have sveke do raisa ve'asrina le ulupsak rashi thank you to Rabbanan have sveke do Rabbanan v'sharu. Rabbos, I'm asking the $64,000 question. What about Rabbeinu Chaim? Kod Rabbeinu Chaim, what is it? So the Groz Medayim, since the Rosh said it's only Doraisa, Kondra Ben Tam, Mashma Kondra Ben Chaim, the suffix Shishim, as we call it, it's only the Rabbanon, because it's 50 parts Het, it's a one part Isser, it would be only the Rabbanon. I widely say the Psak Rashi Rabbeinu Chaim, it's only the Rabbanon? That's a good question. So the answer, because it would be a difference, it would be a suffix shir kedekulus pras. Whatever. This is what the Gemara says. Ad kan rabosai the Rosh. We had told us six shitas. Okay. Is that enough? Maybe we shouldn't go any further than that. Six shitas pshat in the Gemara. Tamo v'lo amosho. also below Tama Uma Masha also below Gazas feels brass. Tama below Masha also main local and all. Let's gather again the six sheets. According to the Balamar, Tama Uma Masha also below that is Nicarese. Tama below Masha also the ain local is Tam Kika the Rice of the Malthus. Ain't also been added. And according to the Balamar, when it said in the Resha, the Zel Bechshir Bechdech of Espras, as an additional consideration. According to Shita's arriving, no, that's the same consideration. Tama Umamosha means Kazayas Bechil Espras. So therefore it's Osir Velokin, we call it a standoff. Tama Velomamosha, it means less than Bechil Espras. Ain't local for the same reason. It's a standoff. It's also with the Raisa, with the Rabbana, it's unclear in Shita's arriving. Fine. Again, Tom Kiger is a coin that the driver is a standoff. It's not bottle, but it's not mahapich. Hetelis even. Rashi. Tom Oma Mosho means it's not dissolved. It's there. It's there. It's there, and you taste it, and you get a mouth. But that's not Tom Kiger. No. That's a svara pshuta. Nikar Yisr. That's. Tom Oma Mosho. It's either removed, dissolved, etc. So then, that's what's called Tam Ki Ikar. Rav Yochanan, the whole time you go to Rabbanan, this also the Rabbanan, and that's a Rashi Paskin. Fine. Again, because Rashi held Het the Nefach Liyasir, Rashi the first one to say it, it was unsustainable. It's against Rav Yochanan, and therefore he had a Paskin to Rabbanan. Rabbi Natam says, no, Zayda. To Rashi. You're right, you sold yourself short. It means that the Nebuch Leos Isser. And we paskin that way. I have Yochanan, Min Bemino. It's a wild shot. Min Bemino. How can it be Loke? Nikar Isser, like the Balamor. How can it be also if it ain't Loke? Min Bemino. If ain't Nikar Isser. So of course it's only also the Rabbon. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yosef Meolins. What did he say? Let's chazer again. What did Yosef Meolin say? Tamo v'lo. Let's start the other way. Tamo v'lo mamosha osur vein lokin. Again, it's osur b'doraisa. Tam kikah doraisa, but it's only an isur esek. And therefore, there's no malchus. In that respect, he's like the Balamor. Tamo mamosha doesn't say a word. So we're assuming it's like Rashi. The tamo mamosha. It's more than Tom Kiker. It's Svar Pshuta, Nikar Yisim. And therefore, if it's Kazayas Vechilas Pras, you're going to get Malchus, of course. Tom of Aloha Masho, even if it's a ratio of Kazayas Vechilas Pras, but the Mamashas is removed, either it was pulled away or it dissolved, as the case may be, that you have to come on to Tom Kiker. Tak Osim Bidaraisa, without Malchus. Okay, six. And Rabbeinu Chaim, six Shikha. What did Rabbeinu Chaim say? Tamo mamosho asur. That's feels pras. Then he heals like Rashi ben Tam het ben Nefach Leos Yisr. And he looks because that's not Tarutz. Tamo v'lo mamosho. Rabbeinu Chaim says no. Het there is not Nefach Leosir. So therefore, you only it's a standoff. You're left with the Yisr and Het was standing off. So what's it then? According to the Gra, the Rabbanon. I chat just ben Torah. No, the Tarutz. Why? Not because it's Tarufin. Add kind of synopsis of the six sheet. Right? Anyone? Is everybody holding with me on both sides? Six sheets we had in those three lines. Right? Tamo umamosho osu velokin zel kadas feels pras. Tamo umamosho velo umamosho osu velokin osu vein lokin. I'm not going to repeat again. Six different perush. Okay, about everyone with me so far? Okay, I mentioned the Pnei Yeshua. Can you get your Pnei Yeshua? But the key word over here before we get to Pnei Yeshua is this word. What's the word say? Say it. Repeat after me. What's that word?
It's
stop. Having said that word, I'm ready to see the Pnei Yeshua, the Mar Makomas, the Sech Lepsochim, Daf Mem Dalid, the Ramaschal Mai, I think it was. I shouldn't have.
Where's the Alchim?
Mem Dal and Aleph. My. Was that what says in the Mamma Gums? Yeah. Better be there. Better be true. Where's my? You want to see my anyway? Found it?
My.
It's further down. Oh, here we go. My timer. Well, can I get down? Oh. Okay, on both sides. I have a COVID. Can I look at it for a second and a piece of paper? As you can see, I'm not so attuned to the screens. Hold on a second. It's not what I have at home, but it should sound slab as clear, sure. Second. Clear, sure. Making some progress. Clear, sure. So I made a mistake. Now, there is no Dibur Hasma Mai in this edition. Oh, there is. Mai Kazayas. What's right here? That was what we told. Mai Kazayas. Shom, Mai Kazayas. Try Micah's eyes. Micah's eyes. Ah, there it is. Shum, Micah, what can we find before? Shum, thank you so much. Shum, so it starts with Shum. Okay, I was asked to read one. Micah's eyes. I want you to look at the Gemara itself before we see my great grandfather says. See the Gemara that he's going on. Mem, Dal, and Amad Al. It's a very fascinating deal. He's going to try to defend Reb Chaim Cohen based upon the Lashon of Al Gemara. Okay. The Gemara is over here in the Sechta Psochem Emdala and Manalam about a third of the way down. My Kazayas Dika B'Kazayas Be'achilas Pras. U'Kazayas Be'achilas Pras, though, I see. Abai asks, Rav Dimi says, yeah, in. Yeah. So you remember we spoke a long time ago, what's the Hava Mina? Everyone knows, Shas is all, we have some place in Shas where it says that Kazayas Rechilas Pras is the Raisa. So what, Rabbi didn't know that? Who remembers? We spoke about some of our Rechas, we spoke about the beginning of the third pair. What was the answer? What answer we give? The answer we gave was, Abai didn't realize that Kazayas Rechilas Pras is the Raisa, even Betarubis. That he didn't know. That he didn't know. Okay, that's what we answered. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. My Kazayas Rechilas Pras. Pirush Rashi, Dara Mishachal Kola Pras. L'chor Loshen De'ika Kazayas Lomash Mahachi. Rashi said he ate the whole Pras. If that's the case, it shouldn't have said De'ika Kazayas Rechilas Pras. The ochal kazayas rechilas pras. His digas from the, what do you mean the ika? She said the ochal. That's a fascinating deal. That I like. I mean, my great grandma said I have to like it. Behold, yesh tmoa tuv al pirusha. Imkein my hide come to me abaye ve kamar, cuz that's because the pastor Raisi for shokel vitori ba achmil satuva. U bolem lav da Raisa. Hey chem shalom again. A kol a shas molim izeh. Cuz that's because the pastor Raisi for shokel vitori ba achmil satuva. U bolem lav da Raisa. Hey chem shalom again. A kol a shas molim izeh. Cuz that's because the pastor Raisi for shokel vitori ba achmil satuva. U bolem lav da Aflo Malkus, okay, my mokum tami esh bezeh, be my de mahadale rabdimi, tolem de heter, mitztaraf, the yisalab, the raisa, hechad lo achal, benakol el kazais, fad rabba bachona, hainuk shochal kola pras, shesh bo kazais isa. What's, so we gave an answer. The answer we gave to this second kash is, a bias thought only be an abitarus. Fine. Elo de nir bezeh, the rasha le shitas. Shemafarsh gan ki b'semes avodah zor. Hodam Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, t'tamo mamosho osur v'lo kino lo v'avi zemras v'pras, arinami v'inyan sh'ochel kol ha'pras, ayin shom v'pirish Rashi v'arichus. That's the Rashi we saw, the last Rashi in the Manalik. When do you get Malkus, Rabbi Osai? If you eat the entire pras. Eat the entire, why? Because Rashi holds Rabbi Yochanan and says, Tam kikas lav d'oraisa. Tam kikas lav d'oraisa. That the Peshua didn't quote. But okay, where are I? Mash v'edim v'dvarov. Odisra Rabbi Yochanan la'ashmina d'lokan alav v'chay gavna afagav d'mishna v'krisus mavu l'hedja d'shogeg v'kazayis v'chay achilis pras chay v'chilil koretz ikaluk me'ach masnis and shol ha'isav levan b'lishem tarobis v'leshir shir achilis pras. Aber der Taroves lo ari also in the mit increases Mishum Hachi it's Trich Rabbi Yochanan Ashminan after the Taroves the lo kanala nimt the cause of the Pirish Rashi the also beautiful that's Emes Lamita Rashi I descend from the Pirishu on my father's side I descend from Rashi on my mother's side so Rashi is also on my ancestors okay so it's Gevaldik what Rashi is saying Gevaldik Mamish Shaking the Pierce Rabbi Natan Rabbi Nuchayim, Shehevi, Harosh, Pergit, Anosha, Simulamaral, which is still there. The Kol Sheesh, because that's Philip's Pras, Mikri Tamo Mamosho, Afilo Ochami Menu, other Kazakhs, Ben Akol, Mea Taruvis Azeh, Afilo Ochi Lokin. Rabbi Paul says it's a little bit misleading this Meshua. There's no Machlokas Rashi Rabbi Natan on that. They all agree that according to the Mandaba Tam Kika Daraisa, it's local. Because the Rashi learned that we pass in Tam Kika Lav Daraisa, and then Tam Pas Tam Kika Daraisa. What did Abaye hold over here? What did Abaye hold over here? Those want to look it up, there's a thing called the Nachlis David. It has 20 pages, just on this stuff. That's the only piece I'm sorry, it's just this stuff. He suggests the whole Hagmi in the Gemara is that Abaye didn't hold Tam Kika Daraisa, even though he said it beferish and chul. The Gemara didn't know about it until he got to Memdalim and Beis. That's his whole mahalach in the sugya. So therefore, if Tam Kikas Lav Daraisa, so that's different. But anyway, the Pnei Yeshua says no. That the Tam Kikas certainly is Daraisa, the Gemara knows over here. Fine. Had the Nepach Liyasa, fine. The Nir the Perusham, Hainu Nami, this is why I'm not so happy. Hainu Nami, Me'alocha le'moshe misina. What do you mean nami? That kazaz v'chil pras is daraisa? We know that's alocha moshe misina. What do you mean nami? He's saying Rabosai is an additional alocha moshe misina. Namely, that if you have a kazayis v'chdei achilas pras, heta nepech lios is. Let's just try Rabbeinu Chaim. If you understand it, it's not true. Rabbi Chaim said, Mistaber. Mistaber is the opposite of Chosh Mishina. Mistaber is a Svara. Okay, but let's keep going. In Ken Lefizeh, Osi Shab Mesugid Ocha Tuva. Toda Mukmina, and Haid the Mikbe, because that's Chilis Pras, Kipash the Lishna, Sheyesh Bataruves, Kazaz Chilis Pras, Mishamachi Logim, Afilu b'kazayis mimenu, ufil a shaper mitame abaye b'ach svara, de lo mashmalei klal. L'chaim b'chiyai gavna me'alocha l'moshe m'sinai. The second halacha l'moshe m'sinai that we say het the nepach lios yisrael as his pras, Abaye disagrees with that. He accepts the first one, rejects the second one. That's a Pnei Yeshua's pshat, a remarkable pshat. In my opinion, Rav Osai, the better pshat in the Gemara is a simple pshat that he denies that he was pras b'taruvus. And Rabbi Nochaim never derived this additional din from an additional loch moshe m'sinai. Rather, the mistaber. But I just wanted to show you what my elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua says. Adkan. Okay, I just wanted to show you Pnei Yeshua. So it's a gewaldig pshat. Again, I think that it's, we can argue with that we should say something a little bit different. But okay, here's what he says. Adkan. Okay, Rav Osai, we have a few more minutes to go. Tomorrow, shiur back at 11 tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, shiur is at 11. Sunday, 11. Just want to make sure that we're okay. I'm going to give you my makomas tomorrow, being added for Sunday, Monday, shiur. Topic of Sunday, Monday is Sfira Sa'omen. What better topic for Shlosh Me'agbola? We're counting out to the end of the Sfira Sa'omen. All will be based primarily on Psalm. But for Sunday and Monday, you can bring a Mishnah Brura and the Sfira Sa'omen. It'll be good too. So if you go home for Shabbos, bring a Mishnah Berurah. If you bring a real Shulchan Aruch, it'll be better. But then we're going to focus on what's printed again. We're focusing on the printed page of Pesachim as much as we can. This is yesterday, Shia, so too. On Sunday, we'll read from the Rosh, the Ran, the Rif, the Balamor, and the back of the Sefer Pesachim. All talk about Sefer Pesachim. Just giving you common attractions. Now let's discuss a few more minutes that we have to analyze this a little bit further. There's a big problem, Rav Osai, and it is a major problem within Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, again, Rashi, as we saw today, says that Tamo v'lom ha-moshel means it's dissolved. What cases did he give? He gave two cases. Milk, right, spills into the meat, and fat is melted, right? Fat is melted and it becomes involved in the meat. In both of those cases, he considered it to be tamo velo mamosho. What's tamo umamosho on both sides? We said before, it never dissolved, it's got mixed in. Flour and flour, those examples we started giving with the Shitas Rashi. Rashi is very scarce in his words. Rashi doesn't say too much at all in terms of tamo umamosho. You have to derive it from Tama Voloma Masho. He says Tama Mamasho doesn't say a word. Nothing. It's just an inference as opposed to Voloma Masho. Again, just one more time. Voloma Masho kion cholov shenavol ekdero chelem shenavol v'nimoach she'en Mamasho ben. So Mamasho is Mamasho ben, but if you can't see it, it's all mixed in. This is Rashi over here in Avodah Zarah Sabbath Zayin. This seems to contradict another Rashi. Can you get me one more tour of Zadav? Zvochim Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. I'd like to show everyone inside. Well, it seems to be a contradiction in Rashi. It's a serious problem, contradiction in Rashi. Zvochim Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Move into the. Move all the way. I need to be good enough as well. Here's our Gemara, which we know from Pesachim. Ad sheyivla bivsara. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Kegon, hamahateh shumon chatos. You melt the fat of a chatos. Vesach mimenu tzlishol shlomin. We had it over here. Right. Maybe it's even in Likutei Rashi. Well, I may have to show it to you. Is it Likutei Rashi? Where's Yikdash? Maybe it's in Likutei Rashi. See it over here. Should be here in the Kutei Rashi. Yes, it is. I don't have to bother you. All right. Let's see it in print. I prefer print to the screen. We may still use the screen. It may still be helpful to us in a minute. Ad sheyivla, right? It's the same Gemara. Ad sheyivla bebasar. It's the fifth line of Mem Hamad Aleph, and the Likud Rashi is quoted. Kagon himcha shuman chatas v'sach mimenu slisho shlamim v'nivla bo. Umikana lameidim hetem etzarf liyisu bekotchin v'ein lilmod mikan tam ki ikar she'ein zed tam elamamish. What? A Stephen Rashi. Rashi about Azara said what? That if the chalev melts, it's called Tam of Aloma Moshe. Rashi in Zvachim, you have printed right up in front of you, says, no, it's called Mamish. Rashi, make up your mind. Which one is it? So this question is raised on the side of the Gemara in Zvachim. I don't know how to find the Gilyonis here. It's an old-fashioned Gemara. Should certainly be in the fancy Gemaras, should it not? I read it from the old-fashioned Gemaras. Maybe it's Leo to find it somewhere. I have an old-fashioned Gemara. You have a Gemara Zvachim? Well, I have one too. Do you see on the side of Hagar?
Yeah.
On that Rashi?
She's in the Kibbutz.
I don't know what it's called on. Let me just see.
Hold on.
Zvachim Tzadi Zayin and Beis. It says Tzarek Iyan. It's from the Tzon Kadoshim. How did it not have it in the Gemaras? I'll read it to you. You may have it in your Gemara too on the side. Tzarek Iyan. Habehed Yom Muchach V'Mesechas Nazir Yafina Mikan L'tam Ki'ikar. How can Rashi go against the first Gemara? V'ken Kosei Rashi Chulin Tzadites Em Psachim Memhei. That's our Gemara. That's our Gemara. It's basically the Gemara seems to say a fairish. A Tam Kiker is derived from this sugya. Do you remember we had a problem with the Balamor and the Ramban yesterday? Let's end with this because I want to end the shit. We'll end with this. Turn back to the Balamor and the Ramban. We'll end with this, and maybe tomorrow we'll have what to end. You may recall. But the Balamor made a big deal out of the question of the Shoinus Tam Kik on one hand and Hetem and Tzarf Yisro on the other hand. He had one place in Shas where the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Okay? Where's that? Can anyone find me? Where's the Balamor? There's one place in the Gemara, the Losh in the Gemara is not the Diktuk. Where's it? Perish Lamed Ches,
bottom right.
V'en Shmokha Mecha B'Gemara. Those are my edition, it's Bechol Hecha, line 3. Shehusko Atam Kika Shalom B'Diktuk. U'Perusha Kuma Hetem Etzarf Yisim. Okay? Tam Kika V'Kot Shemosa V'Ocha Shorim. Yikdosh, Yos Kamo. How can that be? U'Beferish U'Kim Nehocha Lehetem Etzarf Yisim. So it must be Tam Kikir Osim is Lav Dafka. It means Het Mitzarif Liyisur. That's the Balamor says Lav Dafka. The Ramban said no. Let's turn to the Ramban in a minute. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban said no. Let's read the Ramban together. I want to correct something I said yesterday. I'm starting the Ramban the last two lines on Lamed Zayin on page Lamed Zayin in our print. What does it say over here? It says. Nimtseisa omer she'ev shalon olomar vehetem etzarf liyisur ve'ein tam ki'ikar. What does that mean? It means al pi din we can paskin hetem etzarf liyisur and not paskin tam ki'ikar. The mitzias I told you yesterday, it's impossible because Ramban said earlier that you don't say hetem etzarf liyisur unless you have tam. Al pi din. O chiluf. What do I mean, O chiluf? The tam kika we paskin, but we don't paskin. Ain't at the mesav of the yisur. That's how Rav Yishon holds. The yesh lecha makom. Here's what I got confused. Here's the mitzias tikkadin. Sheshneim boin kiyechon. That's why maybe you can help me out. Yesterday I told you pshat, based upon this line, you could have this without that, and that without this, both together. But I don't know if that's true, because how do you have hetem and star of the Yisrael ain't tam kiker? He said before, the only time is a hetem and star of the Yisrael is when ain't obish ain't bo tam Yisrael. So again, that's a little, to me, it's a little bit, the language is a little bit unclear. But he says, shneim bon kiyechad gom b'chatat shibnosin tam apsulit b'ksheir v'chol kazayas v'men alokek t'fsir yitna shiyas kamol agamri. So you learn both. It's no stira. It teaches both kedusha. Another possibility, Rabbi Osai, in the Keren Or, mentioned this in Tzvachim, Tzmachlokas Hasugius. What do we derive from the Yiktosh? Do we derive Hetam et Staraf Yisr, or do we derive Tam Kikar? And perhaps the Machlokas depends upon this Nakuda. When you have something, you have fat, and you melt it, and you let it dissolve in the meat, right? What is it? Is it mamish or is it tam? Rashi in Avodah Zarah says it's tam. Rashi in Zvachim says it's mamish. So it could be that's a machlokas hasugyas. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says it's tam. Goes according to the sugya which derives tam ki ikar. Rashi in Zvachin that says it's mamish is going according to the shita which holds it's not tam ki ikar, it's hetem etzar of the yisr. I'm just suggesting that the Karen Or is full of flesh it out completely, but that's the answer which he suggests to this thorny question. We're out of time. We both said we'll start tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We see how to try the final shir on tam ki ikar. On next Sunday morning, we'll discuss spheres of knowledge. Okay. Oh.